Well, hello, gentlemen. How are you today? This is Solo Man. You may have heard of my cousin, Solitary Man. Now, he's a very close relation of mine, but he's a bit more active than I am. He actually is out there doing man's work. I just do mine in a different way. For instance, today, I went down to the marina. In this town where I live, there's a sort of marina. It has a few shops, and it's never been any good at all, and it looks like a prison, actually. And the trouble is, the stores are so expensive down there, not many people actually shop there. They just wander around, but not too many. But there's a big grocery store down there, and I went down there to get something I needed. And I thought, hell, I'm gonna have a McDonald's. Yeah, I know it's not the best, but it enabled me to sit outside and it was quite nice, and people watch. Now, this isn't an exaggeration, but I saw that 97%, maybe 98% of the femmes down there were overweight and looked unhealthy. Now, that is a very large number. I did see a couple of femmes that looked like femmes, but you really can't count them because they were Asian femmes. Yes, the Western femmes and the European femmes have really let themselves go, and it's basically lazy, isn't it? But of course, if you think you're entitled, this is how you get, isn't it? You get lethargic and lazy. And I saw one femme on there with bright turquoise hair, with a man on her arm. Well, she had a rather big arm. And she sat him down at McDonald's outside and went inside and got the order and then come out and brought it to him. He just kind of sat there. And you can tell what kind of relationship that is, can't you? I mean, really, who wears bright turquoise hair? It's just to get noticed, isn't it? And of course, that's another reason why femmes have to wear so much makeup and get fake this and fake that. It's because they've lost their genetic looks. Men in generally down there that I saw seemed to be okay. There was the odd overweight and unhealthy looking men, but generally they looked pretty good. Well, against the other femmes, that is, I suppose. And of course, being a man, you kind of think of it this way. A femme is born, given the genetics. She doesn't have to really do anything, just stand there. But a man has to actually work at getting fit, really fit. And of course, when femmes are very young, not too young if you know what I mean legal, they're usually at their most attractive. But you always want to look at their mother to see what's going to happen down the road. And of course, I remember many years ago when I was a younger man, there were some overweight femmes then too, but they didn't wear clothes that enhanced it. They tried to cover themselves up, but nowadays they just let it all hang out. They're proud of it, I guess. And I guess delusional femmes don't realize how disgusting it looks to a man. But apart from them looking disgusting, they're just unhealthy, aren't they? And then you add the terrible attitude that most of them all have now, and you got a potential cat lady or bird lady. You see, throughout the centuries, even longer, femmes have used man as their crutch, if you pardon the expression. But man is taking their crutch away, and most femmes can't walk without it, and they fall over. And because chivalry is dead, no man's going to pick them up. And of course the result is that femmes are not going to get married or find a man that they can stay with, or he wants her, for very long. And he definitely won't want to have a child by this unhealthy female. So therefore the population will drop, and there'll be a lot of lonely femmes around. Maybe it's nature's way of depopulizing the planet. If I was a young man in today's world, I would never ever have a child. With a femme that could just take the child away at any time and block me seeing the child at all by lying. To send them to school where the teachers teach them ideology that isn't just about reading, writing and arithmetic, is it? They basically turn your children against you. You are the enemy. You also wouldn't be allowed to discipline your own children. And also the way these young children that are born in today's world usually have something wrong with them. Something terminal, usually. It's very widespread. Know I probably keep my pecker in my pants, I guess. What do you guys think anyway for an afternoon sort of chat? Let me know, fellas. Hey, I got Moretti for later.